Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you ever feel like what you have to offer is not enough? Have you ever felt like the position you're in isn't relevant? No matter where you are in life, if you know the Lord, an opportunity will be presented to you that will let others know your importance and the reason for being where you are. God placed you where you are because He knows you will serve the greatest purpose there. God uses every situation you're in to His advantage. God knows the plans He has for you. You are where you are because God has you there. You are dealing with what you are going through because God has need of you in the situation you're in. He has placed you where you are to be an instrument and an agent of change. Some people would never know that there is a God and His Son is Jesus the Christ if you were not where you are. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, it is written, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man, with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife, and she said unto her mistress, 'Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy.' The little maid was a captive from Israel. She was not of any prominence. She was not in a high position. She was a maid. She tended to the needs of Naaman's mistress. Leprosy, much like AIDS today, was one of the most feared diseases of the time. Some forms were extremely contagious and in many cases incurable. Since Naaman still had his post, his condition was not known outside of his quarters. The little maid who was held captive in the quarters as one of who waited on Naaman's wife had faith that he could be healed by the prophet in Israel. When it was told what the little maid said, Naaman went to Israel, and Elijah sent a messenger to tell him to go to the River Jordan and wash 7 times, and he would be healed of the leprosy. It is not what you know, it's who you know. The little maid knew the God of Israel who worked mightily through the prophet Elijah. The little maid had tremendous faith and shared what she knew with her mistress, and a leader of Syria, Naaman, sought the God of Israel to heal him of his condition. Who will you share the word of God with that they might seek your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be delivered from sin and death? You can be the change agent for someone today. Intentionally share your faith with them. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing. The main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.